Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 in the afternoon from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I think are really special and occasionally put in something that's not so special but more odd, and those things I call wombats. That's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music, and I have a wombat planned for tonight. Last week, I had a few minutes available at the end of the show, and I put in part of the song that I'm going to play for you now, I Ain't Afraid by Holly Near. I think it has a powerful message. But also, I just love the rhythm, and I'm going to learn to sing this song. I Ain't Afraid by Holly Near.
Oh.
That was Holly Near singing I Ain't Afraid. Next up is a song that it's a little creepy in a way. Listen, and you might feel a little creeped. It's called Elusive Butterfly. And I was just listening to it, and the wording is so beautiful and so well done. I decided to look it up and see who wrote it and what it's about. And it's by the singer, Bob Lind. He wrote this. And he said he was trying to sort of emulate Homer and the Odyssey, things like that. And that's where this song came from. So this is the elusive butterfly of love.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow. Out on the new horizon, you may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings. And if the sleep has left your ears, you might hear footsteps running through an open meadow. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. You might have heard my footsteps echo softly in the distance through the canyons of your mind. I might have even called your name as I ran searching after something to believe in. You might have seen me running through the long abandoned ruins of the dreams you left behind. If you remember something there that glided past you, followed close by heavy breathing, don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. Nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love.
That was The Elusive Butterfly, written and sung by Bob Lind. A few years ago, I went to a Christmas show at the Barter Theater, and as is my way, I carry these little digital recorders, so when the music starts each number, I turn it on, and some of them I really am delighted to capture, and this is one of them. It's by Gil Braswell. Some of you probably know Gil. I haven't seen him in a few years. If you see him, tell him he had a shout-out on my show. Harry Bias says hello. Gil Braswell owned the Capo Music Store in Abingdon, a lovely place. They had lessons. I took fiddle lessons there. And they also encourage their students to go off to perform in amateur shows, you know, showcases at the end of the term. And I did that. So I knew Gil fairly well. Nice man. I liked him a lot. Anyway, he showed up at the Barter and he sang in the Christmas show. And I knew he was a talented musician, but I think this is just a wonderful song that he does here. This is Gil Braswell singing God Is With Us. And he's playing the banjo. That's the instrument you hear as he sings it. God Is With Us by Gil Braswell.
Yes. dark as usual. Stars seem brighter than they've been before. Deep inside I feel my soul is stirring, as though my hope has been restored. The shepherds say they've heard the voice of angels, confirming rumors spread across the land, that a child who has been protected from Herod's anger is our Father's Son and the Son of Man. Love is raining down on the world tonight. There's a presence here, I can tell. God is with us, God is for us, God is with us, Emmanuel. He's the Savior we have been praying for. In our humble hearts he will dwell. God is with us, God is for us, God is with us, Emmanuel. And I feel compelled to tell all who would listen that peace on earth is not so out of reach. If we can find strength, mercy, and forgiveness, he has come to save. He is all of these. Love is raining down on the world tonight. There's a presence here, I can tell. God is with us, God is for us, God is with us, Emmanuel. He's the Savior we have been praying for. In our humble hearts he will dwell. God is with us, God is for us, God is with us, Emmanuel. Help me. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive.
Gil Braswell singing God is With Us, recorded live at a Christmas concert at the Barter Theater. Well, tonight selecting songs has been fun. Stiff competition to make it into the show, to get into the cut. And the next one, Chasing Someone Else's Dream by Balsam Range. Before I listened to it, I remembered it sort of. I thought, yeah, it's not going to make the cut. And then I listened, and I think it's an important song. I think it's got a deep message, and really makes it's a very reflective thing, chasing someone else's dreams. And the best thing to do is to follow your heart right from the start. He says that in there. So it's got some good stuff. This is Chasing Someone Else's Dream by Balsam Range.
Five days a week and sometimes more. I'm up with the sun and headed out the door. Most nights I don't get home till later night. Well, I make a living any way I can. Everywhere I turn, I answer to a man who only cares about the bottom line. Well, I've heard the old folks say you'll never work a day if you like what you do. And I'd say it's probably true that the only way to find the path to peace of mind is to follow your heart right from the start. But it's never been as easy as it seems, 'cause it's hard to get ahead when you're chasing someone else's dreams. I know that there's a lot of folks like me who aren't looking for a handout ounce of sympathy, just a way to get a piece of the pie. 'Cause the game has changed for the common man. It takes credit cards, and I'll use more installment plans, spending every minute trying to get by. Well, I've heard the old folks say you'll never work a day if you like what you do. I'd say it's probably true that the only way to find the path of peace of mind is to follow your heart right from the start. But it's never been as easy as it seems, 'cause it's hard to get ahead when you're chasing someone else's dreams. It's not because I'm lazy, out of touch, or going crazy. I'm barely breaking even, and I need a thing or two I can believe in. Well, I've heard the old folks say you'll never work a day if you like what you do. And I'd say it's probably true that the only way to find the path to peace of mind is to follow your heart right from the start. But it's never been as easy as it seems, 'cause it's hard to get ahead when you're chasing someone else's dreams. Oh, it's so hard to get ahead when you're chasing someone else's dreams.
That was Chasing Someone Else's Dreams by Balsam Range. Elvis Presley was one of the biggest stars in my lifetime, and it's been many years since he died, and he died fairly young, I think in his early 50s, and it's easy to forget what a great person he was, or how much a big part of the life he was then, how much publicity. He was such a public figure. And you sort of wonder if he really was that good, so to speak. So listen to this song. This is Swing Down, Sweet Chariot. And Elvis Presley sings lead with some other wonderful singers. And think about someone like Elvis, it isn't just his own voice, it's the kind of musicians he drew and the kind of music that he was attracted to. This is a good example. Swing Down, Sweet Chariot.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy will. I got home on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy. I got home on the other side.
Sweet, 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 sweet.
Well, well,
sweet, sweet, sweet.
Well, 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 well.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Ezekiel went down in the middle of the field. He saw an angel working on a chariot wheel. Wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel, just wanted to see how a chariot feels.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. head when I'm bumping on down the road. Zeke wasn't so particular about the bumping of the road. Just wanted to lay down his heavy load.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride? Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy. Well, I've got a home on the other side.
Well, I got a father in the promised land. Ain't gonna stop until I shake his hand.
Rock me, Lord,
come and easy.
I've got a home on the other side. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy. Well, I got a home on the other side.
You were just listening to Elvis Presley singing Swing Down, Sweet Chariot. The next song is The Parting Glass, and I heard the song recently and went to look for it and found some recordings and went through a few and picked this one out. It's by a group called the Fitzgerald. What I really wanted was the song and someone who could do it justice, and I think that they do. Anyway, this is The Parting Glass. And it's very sort of deep and nostalgic. So this is The Parting Glass by the Fitzgeralds.
Thank you.
That was The Parting Glass by the Fitzgerald. Next time is Yesterday When I Was Young by Roy Clark. Glenn Campbell wrote this song and does a wonderful version of it. I'll have to play it on another show. But this one is by Roy Clark, and I think it speaks volumes. As you age, this song will mean more and more to you. But even if you're young, you can kind of feel the power of what's coming as you age. So this is Yesterday When I Was Young, sung by Roy Clark.
It seems the love I've known has always been the most destructive kind. I guess that's why now I feel so old before my time. Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, I always built to last on wind and shifting sail. I live by night and shun the naked light of day, and only now I see the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wild pleasures lay in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast the time, and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about. And every conversation I can now recall concerned itself with me and nothing else at all. Yesterday, the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the worst and the emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every flame I too quickly, quickly died. The friends I made all seem somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday. Was young.
That was Yesterday When I Was Young, sung by Roy Clark. I'm delighted to put the next song on. It's called Fisher's Hornpipe, and I played it today without looking to see who was performing. And it seemed to me it was particularly jazzy and improvisational. Fisher's Hornpipe is a traditional Irish fiddle song, or maybe it's British, but it's very well known among fiddlers in the Appalachian and in New York and places. So Fisher's Hornpipe, I put it on, and I said, well, I can't. The one fiddler I have that I play a lot is Lisa Schneckenberger, and I've seen her perform a number of times and took a class from her once. And I said, it couldn't be her because she's so traditional. She wouldn't play this, but it is her. So Lisa Schneckenberger is a Irish, plays Irish music. And I think she went to Juilliard or some school like that. She was a classical trained, wonderful violinist. So this is Fisher's Hornpipe, jazzed up, I think. ¶¶ was Lisa Schneckenberger playing Fisher's Hornpipe. Well, next up is A Christmas Story. It's not too long, 5 minutes, 23 seconds. It's called The Christmas Guest by Reba McEntire.
It happened one day near December's end, two neighbors called on an old friend. And they found his shop so meager and lean, made gay with 1,000 bows of green. And Conrad was sitting with face a shine, when he suddenly stopped as he stitched a twine. And he said, "Oh friends, at dawn today, when the cock was crowing the night away, the Lord appeared in a dream to me, and said, I'm coming your guest to be. So I've been busy with feet astir and strewing my shop with branches of fir. The table is spread and the kettle is shine, and over the rafters the holly is twined. Now I'll wait for my Lord to appear and listen closely so I will hear his step as he nears my humble place. And I open the door and look on his face." So his friends went home and left Conrad alone, for this was the happiest day he had known. For long since his family had passed away, and Conrad had spent many a sad Christmas day. But he knew with the Lord as his Christmas guest, this Christmas would be the dearest and best. So he listened with only joy in his heart, and with every sound he would rise with a start, and look for the Lord to be at his door, like the vision he had had a few hours before. So he ran to the window after hearing a sound, but all he could see on the snow-covered ground was a shabby beggar whose shoes were torn, and all of his clothes were ragged and worn. But Conrad was touched, and he went to the door, and he said, "You know, your feet must be frozen and sore. I have some shoes in my shop for you, and a coat that'll keep you warmer too." So with grateful heart the man went away, but Conrad noticed the time of day and wondered what made the Lord so late and how much longer he'd have to wait. When he heard a knock, he ran to the door, but it was only a stranger once more, a bent old lady with a shawl of black, with a bundle of kindling piled on her back. She asked for only a place to rest, but that was reserved for Conrad's great guest. But her voice seemed to plead, "Don't send me away. Let me rest for a while on Christmas Day." So old Conrad brewed her a steaming cup and told her to sit at the table and sup. But after she left, he was filled with dismay, for he saw that the hours were slipping away, and the Lord hadn't come as he said he would. And Conrad felt sure he had misunderstood. When out of the stillness he heard a cry, "Please help me and tell me where am I?" So again he opened his friendly door and stood disappointed as twice before. It was only a child who'd wandered away and was lost from her family on Christmas Day. Again Conrad's heart was heavy and sad, but he knew he should make the little girl glad. So he called her in and he wiped her tears and quieted all her childish fears. Then he led her back to her home once more. But as he entered his own darkened door, he knew the Lord was not coming today, for the hours of Christmas had passed away. So he went to his room and knelt down to pray, and he said, "Dear Lord, why did you delay? What kept you from coming to call on me? For I wanted so much your face to see." When soft in the silence a voice he heard, "Lift up your head, for I kept my word. 3 times my shadow crossed your floor, and 3 times I came to your lonely door. I was the beggar with bruised cold feet, and I was the woman you gave something to eat. I was the child on the homeless street. Three times I knocked, and three times I came in, and each time I found the warmth of a friend. Of all the gifts, love is the best, and I was honored to be your Christmas guest.
You just heard Reba McEntire reading The Christmas Guest. Well, here comes today's wombat. It's definitely a wombat. It's Christmas time, so we're going to be hearing the same songs over and over very soon, probably already. And I'm going to put on one of them right now. But it's it's Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. It's me singing it, a cappella, no instruments. And I learned it last year. I memorized it. I liked the words so much I learned it. And then I had a chance to perform it, so I sang it. Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, sung by Harry Baya.
Joyful, joyful, we adore Thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before Thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works with joy surround thee, earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, singing bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed. Wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depth of happy rest. Thou our Father, Christ our brother, all who live in love are thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us to the joy divine. Mortals, join the happy chorus which the morning stars began. Father, love is reigning o'er us, brother, love binds man to man. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music, lead us onward in the triumph song of life.
That was today's wombat, Harry Baya singing Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. The next song is Abbott Bromley's Horn Dance, and the song itself, when you hear it, it has kind of a spooky feel, but I have my own reasons to find it especially haunting, and I'll tell you the story. I went to a camp many summers in near Plymouth, Massachusetts, in the woods, and the staff, it was always music in the camp, it was a music family camp, the staff were usually people who were performers and musicians who worked there for the summer. And every summer, every week, they would have this ritual, and the staff at the camp would do it. And they'd call out the campers, that would be me, maybe 100 of us, 150, or into the area, everybody who was there, and it would be dark in the night, and you'd have no lights, you'd turn your flashlights off. We're standing in the dark, and in the distance, you hear this pipe playing, this or fiddle or something, coming out of the woods. And little by little, these men come out all dressed up in special costumes and wearing horns and dancing its funny little step, and they play this song as they walk around us in this little procession, each one dressed in a unique costume. It's the same every year. Times, and they walk off into the woods, and the sound disappears again. So this is what they're playing, Abbot Bromley's Horn Dance, and I think this is a flute. Might be some kind of penny whistle, but maybe a flute leading this one. It's often a fiddle. Abbot Bromley's Horn Dance. That was Abbot Bromley's Horn Dance, and that's from a recording of the show The Revels. Every Christmas we hear a lot of Christmas songs, but there are only so many songs you can hear. But every now and then a new one jumps in, and it probably pushes another one out because there's only so much room. But I remember the year that Santa Baby came out. This is Eartha Kitt performing Santa Baby, and it was the song of the year. It was brand new. And Christmas songs, or Christmas time, it just got played a lot. And this, I enjoyed it a lot. Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt.
Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom.
Santa Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa Baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list.
Boom, boom, boom.
Santa Baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing, I really need the deed to a platinum mine, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa boom, boom, baby boom, forgot to mention boom, boom, one boom, little thing, boom, a ring.
Boom, boom,
I don't boom, mean boom, on the phone, Santa boom, baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
That was Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt. Next up is Roll the Chariot Along by Louis Killen and the X-Siemens Institute. Louis Killen was a performer who frequently performed on the weekends I was on and led us in song, and led us in this song, and others like it. And we love this group singing. And this is a group Louis was in that performed this with harmony and everything. Roll the Chariot Along, a British drinking song, I would say.
Well, a nice drop of beer wouldn't do us any harm. Yes, a nice drop of beer wouldn't do us any harm. A nice drop of beer wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind. And we'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. And we'll all hang on behind.
And a nice jug of punch wouldn't do us any harm. Yes, a nice jug of punch wouldn't do us any harm. A nice jug of punch wouldn't do us any harm.
And we'll all hang on behind. And we'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. And we'll all hang on behind.
And a plate of Irish stew wouldn't do us any harm. Yes, a plate of Irish stew wouldn't do us any harm. A plate of Irish stew wouldn't do us any harm.
And we'll all hang on behind. And we'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. And we'll all hang on behind.
And a nice plum duff wouldn't do us any harm. Yes, a nice plum duff wouldn't do us any harm. A nice plum duff wouldn't do us any harm.
And we'll all hang on behind. And we'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. And we'll all hang on behind.
And a night on shore wouldn't do us any harm. Yes, a night on shore wouldn't do us any harm. A night on shore wouldn't do us any harm.
And we'll all hang on behind. And we'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. And we'll all hang on behind.
And a night with a girl wouldn't do him any harm. Yes, a night with a girl wouldn't do him any harm. A night with a girl wouldn't do them any harm.
And we'll all hang on behind. And we'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. And we'll all hang on behind.
And a night with the crew wouldn't do me any harm. Yes, a night with the crew wouldn't do me any harm. A night with the crew wouldn't do me any harm.
And we'll all hang on behind. And we'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. And we'll all hang on behind.
Chariot Along by Louis Killen and the X Siemens Institute. The next song is I Want to Die Easy by Wally Mackinow and friends. Wally came on some of the weekends. When Wally wasn't there, I was one of the better bass singers. But Wally was in another world. He was a really good bass singer. And so he sang this. This is his recording, I Want to Die Easy by Wally Mackinow.
I want to die easy when I die. I want to die easy when I die. I want to die easy when I die. Shout salvation as I fly. I want to die easy when I die. I want to see my mother when I die. I want to see my mother when I die. I want to see my mother when I die. Shout salvation as I fly. I want to die easy when I die. I want to see my father when I die. I want to see my father when I die. I want to see my father when I die. Shout salvation as I fly. I want to die easy when I die. I want to see Jesus when I die. I want to see Jesus when I die. I want to see Jesus when I die. Shout salvation as I fly. I want to die easy when I die. I want to die easy when I die. I want to die easy. When I die, I want to die easy when I die. Shout salvation as I fly. I want to die easy when I die.
Was I Want to Die Easy by Wally Mackinow and friends. The next song is Sherburn by the Alabama Sacred Harp Singers. I'll tell you all about Sacred Harp some other time, but listen for the Fa Sol La's Sherburn. I'm only going to get to play about half of the next song. There's not enough time to play the whole thing. It's going to be Sherburn by the Alabama Sacred Harp Singers. Time to ask you to join me. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.